Spring is the perfect time to upgrade to a new Acura at Pauley Acura in Highland Park. Come in and enjoy special offers on all new Acura models, including RDX, MDX, TLX, and redesigned ILX sedan. At Pauley Acura, with the Acura Loyalty Conquest Program, you can get $750 towards the lease or purchase of a new 2020 Acura TLX, or $1,000 towards the lease or purchase of a new 2020 Acura MDX, and get $1,000 Conquest or $1,500 Loyalty on the lease or purchase of a new 2020 Acura RDX. And when you get a great deal at Pauley Acura, there are no last-minute surprises, just great deals every day. That's our service with integrity. Shop with confidence at Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com. Cap cost reduction or down payment assistance with lease or purchase of a new 2020 TLX, MDX, or RDX to qualified current owners. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
In this new work-at-home environment, the Score is there for you.
Frank is in Bridgeport.
Good to hear some sports talk amongst all this stuff.
I just want to thank you for what you do.
Hello, Freddie. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you for doing what you do. Just listening to you talk sports.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Welcome in. The top of the hour. Oh, Herbie, I totally misplaced it. Wait, I got it. I think I got it. Here we go. The top of the hour is being brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Yay! Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
The idea that Nick Foles is the answer to all your problems, I need to see it. I think it's possible that he's better than Mitch because of his experience and because he seems to do a better job of understanding coverages. But this is a quarterback who's had a ton of ups and downs in his career. And one of his biggest issues is not being healthy enough to play. So I get that you're excited because it's Bears news and it's a quarterback. And you've been trying to replace Mitchell Trubisky for about a year and a half. But this is a good option, but it's not perfect and it's not a slam dunk. And as I said in the earlier segment, if I'm Mitch Trubisky, this was one of the options that doesn't scare me.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We've got a fun show planned for you today. We got a bunch of guests that we are going to have on the show. I'm looking forward to having some conversations with our buddy Patrick Finley. He's going to join us on the show. We're going to talk about Nick Foles a lot. Elliot Shore Parks, am I getting that right? Or does he go by Eli? Elliot Shore Parks, because the text says Eli. You must have been thinking about Hershkovitz, thinking about Philadelphia. For some reason, you're thinking about Eli.
Yeah, it must have shortened it, like, you know, auto-corrected to Eli. You want to talk to a Philadelphia guy named Eli? Okay, we got you.
Well, that's how it works, I guess. He's going to join us at 1 o'clock because he covers the Eagles for WIP in Philadelphia. Our buddy Ricky O'Donnell is going to stop by the show. He wrote a piece about why NBA players are getting the coronavirus test. And I want to ask him and let him give you some information on why that seems to be happening really quickly for them and not so much for you in the general public. We are going to talk a lot about Nick Foles. In fact, I got a whole, I would say, kind of podcasty segment coming up discussing that with some context. But I did realize, Herbie, you weren't here, right? Because when the Nick Foles thing went down?
I was not.
Your feelings on it?
Fine. It's better than the guy they have?
That's kind of how I feel. Like, it's possible that he's better. But I'm not like, yes. I'm not the GIF of The Rock standing up when he was Skinny Rock trying to get into Hollywood and clapping. I'm not that. I'm just like, okay, this will be interesting to see what happens and see how they create a quarterback competition if there is one. I'm surprised at how many people are like, they for sure brought in Nick Foles to start. Because the history of Nick Foles tells you he, one, he may not be healthy enough to start, and two, he's okay. He's what's the guy's name? Solari in the commercial. He's okay. Dan Solari, is that it? Nick Foles is Dan Solari. He's okay. If you're the Bears, you're probably still hoping, though, that you're going to get the most out of Mitchell Trubisky. But after they made this move, I went back and listened to Matt Nagy at the Combine. And I think there are some things in here that will give a clearer picture of what it is that he wants and what it is that he's not getting from Mitch. And it'll allow us to kind of put the puzzle pieces together on why Nick Foles is a good choice for what it is that they want to do. Let me start with this. At the end of last season, one of the biggest criticisms against Mitchell Trubisky, from his own coach, by the way, was that he still struggled in coverages, that he struggled with figuring out what defenses were doing to him and then figuring out where the ball was supposed to go. If you looked at Mitch throughout last season and looked at where he was most productive, he's productive against teams that play mostly man. Hi, Detroit. I don't know why they didn't see the tape. For some reason, they didn't see the tape. I'm here to tell you that against man, Mitch Trubisky's pretty damn good. But most teams now know that, because there's 41 pieces of game film of him, and know that the way that you're going to beat him is to drop 7 into coverage or drop 8 into coverage and let him try to figure out where the open windows are to throw the ball. The Bears last year were hoping that that next step in his development as a quarterback was going to happen with him understanding where the rush was coming from, where the holes in the defense were coming from, and where guys could sit down and be open when he would throw it. That wasn't the case enough of the times. I'm not saying that he didn't beat zones. He did in some cases, but not in all cases. And if you talk to anyone that has either played in a defense against Mitchell Trubisky or planned a defense against Mitchell Trubisky, the notes are the same. Drop into coverage. Let your rush get home. Once he gets flummoxed, he's probably going to throw the ball to a bad spot to you or away. And then you can get off the field. This was not lost on his head coach. This is what Matt Nagy said at the Combine, talking about Mitchell Trubisky and him being better against coverages.
At the end of the exit interviews that we had with those guys, I mean, I meet with every single player and every single coach. And, you know, you get some valuable time with them and spend some time with Mitchell and him understanding us, basically just talking through what he needs to do here in that time that we're not allowed to be together. And the one thing that he is able to do is get onto the film on his own and really hammer through, you know, what he's looking at. Now, I think that for him, the processing part is what you have to get to a point to where you're so obsessed that no matter what you're doing, you're always watching film. I mean, we're at a point now where, hey, in these next several months before they get back in here, April 20th or whenever that is, he's a complete expert at knowing every. He needs to know it better than me. And I think that's the goal. And he'll tell you that that wasn't the case last year. That's not a slight on him. He's in year two of it. But I want him to make sure that that's where he gets to in the future.
Right.
Just I think some more direction in regards to the process. And when I say that is under he's you know he is young still. And I know we keep saying that, but he is. But you also now you give direction, and now he needs to follow it. And that's going to be what we're really focused on is making sure that he does that. And don't worry about results. Who cares? Worry about the process. And if he does that, we'll be in good shape.
Okay, so there's the head coach kind of laying stuff out for you. He needs to get better. Here's where he can get better. He hasn't gotten better when we told him he needs to get better. And perhaps the voice that's been most closely associated with helping him get better is not the right tactic, which brings me to my next point and next soundbite from Matt Nagy. John DeFilippo has been brought in to be the Bears quarterback coach. This is a guy who interviewed for the Bears head coaching job when it was available before Nagy got the job. He was one of those guys that was kind of like a comet. Just kind of was in the sky, was going in, into high places, and then was gone. Didn't end up getting the head coaching job. Got an OC job. Didn't succeed at that. Got a job in Jacksonville. Didn't succeed at that. But is very highly regarded. In fact, he was one of the guys that I thought they should take a long, hard look at to be the head coach. He's got a reputation for being someone who pushes quarterbacks. He's got a reputation for being a little bit more in your face when he pushes quarterbacks. Dave Ragone has kind of been Mitch's buddy, and I don't mean that in a bad way, that with a rookie quarterback, you were asking someone to squire him along, and Ragone seemed to be that guy. If you didn't know, Dave Ragone got promoted, and I'm saying that if you're watching me on 670thescore.com, because the video stream is back up, or the radio.com app, I'm using air quotes. He got promoted to passing game coordinator. They brought in Bill Lazor to be the offensive coordinator, and they brought in John DeFilippo to be the quarterback coach. Take a listen to what Matt Nagy said about the things that he likes about DeFilippo, a.k.a. Flip, and how he thinks he might be a real help to them in their quarterback room.
He's had a really cool path as well. He's, again, worked his way in this league for a long time as a quarterback coach, then went on to be a coordinator. And now he's at a point where we've always talked about working together. And so what I see with him is somebody, and to each their own, but he's a guy that comes in as a quarterback coach that there's going to be real big with drill work, with fundamentals, with really seeing the field. And we talked about with Mitch with processing and being able to understand that. He's an expert at that, and that's no slight to Dave, because Dave's in a great role now of schematically in the passing game. But sometimes for all of us, if you hear a new voice, sometimes it can help. And I think that Flip is I like his aggressiveness as a teacher, and you guys are going to see that in camp. You're going to take notice in that. With Flip, just the way he teaches, I mean, I think that sometimes with all different positions, I'm not just saying the quarterback, but with all different positions, you can say, okay, we're going to take the gloves off, right? And we're going to get at it now. And I think that Flip in his DNA has that, and you'll see that, and you'll take notice.
Yeah, I just heard a head coach say, we're not going to be soft on this guy. That our criticism of him and the way that he is going to be pushed is leveling up, and we brought in a bad guy so that I could be the good guy. And we've put him as close to the quarterback as possible. His position coach. Listen to some of the things that he said in there. Take the gloves off when it comes to trying to get the most out of Mitchell Trubisky. It's important to note, outside of Dave Ragone, every one of the essential offensive coaches for the Bears, including their head coach, has worked with Nick Foles. Nagy worked with him in Philadelphia and Kansas City. Bill Lazor worked with him. DeFilippo worked with him. Even the offensive line coach was on a staff that Nick Foles was on a team with. So every one of those important coaches, except for Dave Ragone, have worked with Nick Foles, which probably gives him an advantage and may make it easier for him to understand concepts, play calling, and that might be important considering that the offseason program is very probably going to be delayed. So it will be it'll be incumbent upon Foles and Trubisky to work hard during this period where everyone's kind of alone to figuring out what things look like on tape and how to make them look real on Sundays. It's one of my biggest criticisms of Mitch is you hear and heard great week of practice, best Thursday practice I've ever seen, all that stuff about Mitch. For some reason, there, if what they say is true, which I don't believe 100%, but if what they say is true, if I give them that, that they are having practices where Mitch is doing great, they're doing great, everything is fine, then there's a major disconnect that happens between them leaving the practice field on Friday and what you see on Sunday. And that has to be fixed. And clearly they think the way to fix it is to bring in John DeFilippo to push Mitchell Trubisky to see if that is the way to get the best out of him. Now let's talk about competition for a second. Because there were a lot of clues. The reason that I've said before, if you're talking about the three guys, the quarterback, the coach, and the GM, the reason that I choose to trust Nagy more than the other two guys is because I think that there's more truth in what he says than what the other two guys say. Here's another example of it. Again, at the Combine, this is Matt Nagy talking about the concept of competition at the quarterback spot.
And we say, and I know Ryan said it, but any type of competition that we can have that pushes whoever's in front of them is what we want. So I want whatever it is. Now, it's hard because of you know, when you're in this process now of who they are and that sort of thing to answer that. But we love competition. If you're not creating competition around your whole roster, you're not pushing your own guys. So it's hard to answer that question. Yeah, I want everybody to feel that way. If you don't, you feel content, then you play content. You don't have that chip. I think everybody on our team, I had a lot of different individual talks with players, and I'm not going to get into who they are or where they're at, but there's some guys, and they know who they are, that could play with more of a chip on their shoulder. And that's the part to me that going into this year, I want to see if they have that chip.
Okay. Now, here's the thing about this. I do appreciate Nagy's candor when it comes to some of this stuff. And these three cuts were really interesting when you consider now what's happened. I also think that it's on him now. You've now made your changes. You've made your changes to basically your entire offensive staff. You've brought in guys that you like. You've brought in guys that you've worked with before. You've brought in guys that are familiar to you. You've also now brought in viable competition for the quarterback that you have. If it doesn't work, this whole thing goes up in flames. Him, the quarterback, and I think the GM too. We'll talk about this with Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times. He's going to join me next here on The Score.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Connor McKnight.
Of the Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon. Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever.
So as America adjusts to a new work-at-home environment, let us keep you informed, entertained, perhaps a laugh or two along the way during these uncertain times.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com.
And stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly.
670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/radio.
To save that much money, I'm going to check them out right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/radio?
Yep, healthiq.com/radio.
This is a test of the emergency.